I'm opening this meeting of the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology. It is February 22nd. I'm opening a work session, Senate Bill 1538. We are opening this work session for a reconsideration. Well, we have a reconsideration and possible work session on Senate Bill 1538. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 1538 was reported out to the Senate floor. Are there any objections? The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 1538 was reported out to the Senate floor.
Madam Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 1538 was reported out to the Senate floor.
Discussion? Objections? No objections. Motion passes. The motion carries. It's back before the committee now. Mr. McSpadden, would you please explain the need for this reconsideration?
Co-Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, as you know, we held a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 1538 and recommended the Dash 1 amendment at our February 12, 2016 meeting. The Dash 1 amendment was adopted by the JLCMT. This request for reconsideration today is solely for the purposes of receiving a revised fiscal impact statement. The revised statement indicates that the measure still has a minimal fiscal impact, but that some agencies believe they may incur additional expenses depending on how they may be directed to implement the measure through state CIO adopted rules, policies, standards, and procedures. The revised minimal fiscal impact and other materials related to Senate Bill 1538 are posted on OLIS. LFO recommends that the measure now be reported out of the JLCMT with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Can we have a motion?
I move that Senate Bill 1538 be moved out of the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Discussion on the motion. Yes, Representative Nierman.
So just very quickly, I had a conversation with Doug Jurgensen, who's the IT director at Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he was concerned that this was going to put a burden on his agency, that what was being requested was things like the daily network anomaly reports and things like that. And so I assured him that, at least to the best of my knowledge, that that wasn't the intent of this legislation, that the intent of this legislation is for larger threat assessment kind of projects, or if an incident, a large-scale incident happens. So it's not for daily reports that get automatically cranked out or anything.
Co-Chair Nathanson, Co-Chair Riley, Representative Nierman, you're absolutely correct. With the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment, essentially the amendment removed the requirement that any state agency actually provide the results of any assessments to the Legislative Fiscal Office, that essentially the notification that is provided when an incident occurs or when an assessment is conducted or contracted for, that be followed up by essentially a discussion between the Legislative Fiscal Office and the agency to determine a mutually agreeable method by which information would be shared and the level of detail that was appropriate to be shared. We removed any of the specifics, in particular detailed penetration test information from the Senate Bill 1538 with the Dash 1 amendment. So yes, you're absolutely correct.
Good, thank you.
Thank you from me as well. Any other discussion? There is a motion before us. Any objection? Motion passes.
And with that, Co-Chair Nathanson, members of the committee, want to reiterate that we had made a decision on assignment of carriers the last time. Senator Riley had agreed to carry in the Senate, and Representative Nierman had agreed to carry in the House.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm closing that work session. No other business before us right now.
No
committee
business.
Is adjourned.
Thank you.
Well, no committee business. Is adjourned.